KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Merry Christmas. Hi, I'm Judy Rudlick. This is Encounter. We're going to talk about Christmas carols today and their everlasting message of hope. I have as my guest Keith Getty. He's known worldwide. He and his wife, Kristen, are known for their passion to reform the Christian faith through music. And today we're going to talk with him, hear some of his insights about Christ and who he is and how the message of the carols have penetrated long ago and still penetrate today. Keith, thanks so much for joining me for Encounter.
Thanks. Good to be in the show, Judy.
Keith, talk about some of your favorite Christmas carols.
You know, at the minute, I have to tell you, this year my favorite carol has been Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee, Israel's hope and consolation, joy of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Doing the Christmas tour this year, I don't know if it's having four kids, I don't know if it's getting older, I don't know if it's having been to so many cities across the country and encountered people, but you watch people in this season, and perhaps on Christmas Day, this Christmas Day might be a joyful occasion, or it might be a day when you're sitting at a table that's missing one. There may be things in our past or things we're anticipating next year, which we may be struggling with. And the great thing about singing Christmas carols is they tell the gospel story, but they tell the full incarnational part of it. And so as well as just getting to know about Jesus dying and rising for our sins and to give us eternal life, which is a glory beyond words, it also gives us these things. You know, I watch people in the crowd, you know, let us find our rest in thee. How many of them need rest? How many people need set free? How many people have got fears? How many people need consolation? And singing these carols and singing them over again just has a way each day of refreshing us in a new way.
I agree. And some people say they get tired of hearing Christmas music played, but I think it's because there's so much secular Christmas music that has just fluff and stuff and no real message.
No, that's right. That's right. You know, we had a very interesting interview. As many of you know, the Christmas show a number of years ago in the Providence of the Lord was taken out by National Public Television. So it became a National Public Television special. I think over a couple of years, it played to 45 million households here in America. It was a wonderful opportunity for us to share Christmas on such an unusual platform. But along that journey, we had quite an aggressive, sort of a snarky interview at one point when someone said, why are hymn writers going out at Christmas and doing religious hymns? Don't you know that, according to our polls, only one of the top 30 Christmas carols in America is even religious? So it made me sort of begin to think and go, why are we doing this? Is this important? And again, it just reminded me, no, this is actually important. It's important that the core base of Christianity love and are living and singing these carols. But it's also important that we're filling our homes with them. You know, today, tomorrow, for the next week even, we still are in the Christmas spirit. We'll have more family at home. We'll have more time with our children and our grandchildren. I love Michael Bublé. I love all the wonderful Christmas music. But I think let's make sure we mix it in with some of those beautiful carols. Let's allow the words of those songs to seep into our souls and sing them round and round.
Silent Night is 200 years old this year.
Yeah.
Talk about that carol.
Yeah, well, that carol, obviously, the famous story behind the carol was that it was only actually performed and perhaps even put together the way it was because of a church organ breaking down. But the carol then was formed with a guitar. It's a very simple carol, just talking about the peace ultimately that the Christ child brings by coming at Christmas and by coming. And we actually do it in our concerts this year in the first half. It's the first carol we do. And we get everyone to sing it on a company. And it's a beautiful carol that way. And actually, I always recommend to churches, you know, if we want to help our churches singing, get them to sing unaccompanied in ways that they can do it. And Silent Night's a beautiful way to do that.
You know, that's a very good point. Help our churches learn how to sing again. What are some other tips that you can share with churches about that?
Well, just in this season, I mean, I say to people, sing great carols. Because at the end of the day, music is an art. It's not religious propaganda. It's not biblical exposition. It's totally different. It's an art. And so the Bible is very, very clear about many things which we like to talk about. But it's also clear about lots of things that modern-day evangelicals don't talk about. And one of those is that art has to be well. It has to be good. It has to be the first fruit. So as people created in God's image, we love creativity. We love beauty. Whether it's how we decorate our house at Christmas or how we dress our turkey at Christmas, or the kind of gifts that we love to receive. And similarly with music, it should be done well. So singing begins with how good the song is. I'm sure you've been in the church service where they sing these modern songs, maybe they're new songs on the radio, maybe they're songs that the worship leader has written themselves, and not really anybody's singing. Then you get to a hymn like Holy, 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 or How Great Thou Art, and suddenly everybody sings.
And it's so anointed. You know, you can just feel it from your shoes.
I would say it's so frustrating that we've had to sing the stupid songs for 20 minutes first before we get to something decent. But I think at Christmas, we have a good excuse to bypass the stupid songs and actually just sing good things, because these carols sing well. You know, Hark the Herald Angels Sing is a melody by Felix Mendelssohn. Joy to the World is a melody derived from a George Frideric Handel melody. In the Bleak Midwinter was a melody by Gustav Holst. These were the greatest composers in history. And some of the other melodies, such as O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, are arguably some of the greatest folk tunes of the last 1,000 years. They've been passed down centuries and centuries.
Yes.
You know, nobody's been able to write something that sounds like that but's better for 1,000 years. So how good must that melody be?
Yeah,
you know?
And it's so penetrating. It's so... lasting in your heart once you hear O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. It's one of my favorite carols. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned it.
If you lead church worship or you lead youth worship or you're involved in your church leadership at all, love the people enough to sing songs that are good to sing.
Songs to sing with a good message. You know what I'd love to do is I would love for you to share some of those carols as we go throughout the rest of this show. And I'm going to read the Christmas story in the midst of that, because it's so important to never lose sight of why Jesus Christ came and how he offers hope and he offers joy and he offers goodness in this broken, chaotic world. Would you do that, Keith? Would you share some carols?
I'd be delighted to. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen is actually a carol that, like great art, goes far beyond its immediate surroundings. Obviously, Charles Dickens used it in A Christmas Carol, his novel, and has been used in countless movies and theater plays. And it tells the Christmas story in kind of an old English kind of way and reminds us that the whole story is tidings of comfort and joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy.
Gotta rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Gotta rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born. And laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. To certain shepherds, but tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds at those tidings rejoicing much in mind. And left the flocks of feeding in tempest, storm, and wind. And went to Bethlehem straightway the Son of God to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Just
Getty is my guest. I am so happy, Keith, that you are able to join me on this Christmas time. You are such an amazing man. If you don't know him for the Christmas stuff, you might know that he and his wife, Kristen, wrote the song In Christ Alone and also The Lord is My Salvation. So they've been on tour all over the world countless years. They live half in Ireland and they live half in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are so privileged to have Keith with us to share at this Christmas time. Hey, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Would you continue to join me, Keith?
Absolutely. Honored to.
This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Christmas Show. I love to put Christmas shows together, and I am especially excited that Keith Getty, internationally known musician, has joined me today. And we've got a lot more in store for you. Keith, tell us about another song that you'd like to share.
Well, Joy to the World was an experiment that a songwriter called Isaac Watts took to actually help us understand the Book of Psalms, but understand it in light of Jesus' coming. So he would take different psalms, in this case Psalm 98, and wrote a song called Joy to the World. It wasn't initially actually a Christmas carol, but over time has become the most sung Christmas carol in America.
So let's hear Joy to the World right now. This is amazing. Share another one, would you?
Sure. Hark the Herald Angels Sing was a hymn written by Charles Wesley to try and explain the Christmas story and teach people what it means in light of eternity. One of the beautiful things about carols, which helps us really lift our heads and our hearts as we sing, the great carols mostly talk about eternity. So Charles Wesley says, "Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth." Less than 5% of songs sung in churches today talk about eternity, heaven, hell, God as our judge, or life after this life. And so it's so important that we sing these songs, and our hope and our mindset in all things is an eternal one.
Less than 5%. Wow. And Jesus Christ came to seek and save that which was lost, and that's everyone. Let's do one more, and then I'd like to share the Christmas story.
Okay. Back in 2000, Kristen and I decided we wanted to get involved in helping teach the Bible to our generation through songs. Throughout history, Old Testament, New Testament, church fathers, reformers, revivalists, and throughout each point in history, people have learned their faith significantly, partly through being taught the Bible, partly by being from memorizing the Bible, but in significant part through singing the Bible. And Chris and I decided that alongside modern worship songs, we wanted to write a collection of modern hymns that would be like doctrinal songs that churches could sing. The first one I wrote with Stuart Townend was called In Christ Alone, and it takes us through the whole story of the gospel. But like the Christmas carols, it talks about In Christ Alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God, and helpless babe. And Stuart came up with this beautiful line that helps us understand the Christmas part of the story within the context of the whole gospel story. And so at the end of each night, we do sing In Christ Alone before we have a final celebration of Christmas, using that beautiful line, In Christ Alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe.
So let's hear In Christ Alone with Keith and Kristen Getty.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my soul. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
You know, this has been so much fun. Now I'm going to read from Luke 2, and let's hear the good old-fashioned Christmas story that's as good today as it was 2,000 years ago. Luke chapter 2, 1 to 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who is with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to a firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall come to all people. And to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all of these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. My guest has been Keith Getty. Thanks so much for joining us today. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, today is your chance to meet him. All you have to do is ask him to forgive your sins and come into your heart and give you a brand new life, and he's going to be there. His message has not changed from 2,000 years ago, even back farther when he was predicted to come, that he was prophesied to come. That message still today in Genesis talked about Jesus Christ coming way back there in the first book of the Bible. If he was real then and he's still real today, won't you make him real in your life? Keith, would you like to lead us in a prayer of salvation with those that might want to pray with you?
Well, I'm going to use the words of an old Christmas carol. We come before the Lord with such thankfulness for all that he has given us in life. This Christmas story of God made man is almost too impossible to comprehend. And yet, each of us with wonder and with awe and with gratitude are able to say, in the words of the old Christmas carol, "O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee." We think of those who are yet to believe. We think of those who really struggle to believe. We think of those who have lost faith. And we think of those who just need a sense of recommitment. And so we say that prayer, "O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee."
Jesus Christ has room in his heart for you. Do you have room in your heart for him? I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Keith Getty's been my guest. I'd love to hear from you if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart today. Would you email me, jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. And may this Christmas be the best Christmas of the rest of your life. Keith, thanks so much for being my guest.
It's my pleasure.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.